Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Eichel on the left boards takes the pass. One move cuts in. Second move scores! Magic Jack keeps on streaking. We got a tie game. I'm on tour right side. Cross ice pass. Almost sent in. Almost in. Scores! Victor Olofsson stayed with it, and the Sabres are back on top, 4-3.
There was a tough stretch earlier in the year where things weren't going well for us, and you know, I was forcing my game a little bit and maybe cheating, and you know, I just tried to get back to playing hard in our own end and helping our defensemen out and helping break the puck out. And Sammy and Ole have been so good too. I mean, they're great on the walls every night. They help out down low. We've done a good job communicating when we need to make switches, so they've helped us out. And obviously our D are playing really hard right now. It makes it easy, an easy job for me.
The passion he has for leading us towards a competitive night every night is tremendous, and you know, he puts in all the work that allows him to carry the load that we're putting on his shoulders. For him to finish with Larson and Gergensen's the way they did, and Jokiharju and Risto back there, it was two times in a row now. They've shown so much maturity. There were no scoring chances. We kept them outside. We put pressure on the way we wanted to, and Jack's right in the middle of all that. It's really exciting to watch him grow away from the puck every day.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Turn the mic on first. Nothing like coming to work. I'm so anxious to say, nothing like coming to work on a Friday off a Sabres win, another wonderful Eichel night, and knowing the Bills have a chance to clinch a playoff spot this weekend. It's a pretty good day.
It's good times.
Yeah, it's a very, very good Friday morning to everybody. It's fun. You were at the game last night. You picked a good one. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, it's two in a row where I had the tickets and thought, oh, man, just hate leaving the house. Hate actually going. I'm going to force myself to go downtown.
Wow. Based on your tweets.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was incredible.
Good.
You
like the presentation.
Everything.
You like the game.
The Sabres are knocking it out of the park this
year.
Play
Careless Whisper.
Yeah.
Did they play Careless Whisper?
Yes, they did. They played a lot of 80s music. They played a new goal song. It was Burning Down the House.
Oh, great song.
And they scored a bunch of goals. Right.
Okay.
So instead of the usual, you know, goal song that some people like and other people don't, it's been the goal song for a long time, it's nice to get a break from it. And, you know, Odd Night was great. A lot of cool stuff. There's a new pizza race. The pizza race is fun. Have you seen the pizza race?
Different slices, types of slices on ice with, the costume, I assume.
They go between two sections. So last night it was 3:13.
Well, but you had pizza, people wearing like slices of pizza on the ice.
Close. There's these big, giant, inflatable pieces of pizza.
Okay.
And they hand them to the first row of the section.
Oh.
And whoever passes it to the back row of the section first, it's a giant inflatable piece.
Pass back.
Pass it up. Like a giant,
yeah.
Like a beach ball pizza.
Oh, cool.
Whoever gets it to the back first, that whole section wins a pizza.
Hey, I like that.
Or wins a slice of pizza. And my section won, so I didn't have anything to do with it.
Nice.
But I think.
Oh, you win a slice of pizza at the game that night.
You just you win a slice of pizza. Whoever thought of the pizza race, like it a lot.
Might get angry at someone in my section who mishandles the snap, or the handoff, rather, I should say.
Zach Bogosian requested a trade. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Yeah. What are you getting for Zach Bogosian?
Alex Galchenyuk, maybe? I don't know.
No, right? There's no
Why
way.
Why not? They're both unrestricted free agents that aren't very good with their respective teams.
Good luck. Okay, maybe. I guess. I was expecting he would get like some kind of like draft pick, mid-round draft pick at best.
Pittsburgh isn't all that good at assessing value on some players too. They've got their issues.
I'll take Galchenyuk for Bogosian.
Me too.
Close the deal right now.
Be a rental because they're both
that's fine.
End of the year,
but at least I'll play Galchenyuk here. I mean, Bogosian, you got 8 defensemen. This is extra extra product.
Dave in West Seneca writes in. They've got the air guitar cam. They've got the wheel of cams. Now, the wheel of cams is just a good bit they've got at the arena, too. They spin a wheel, and there are different cameras, like the floss cam, air guitar cam.
Kiss cam.
One of them is called Oblivious cam, and I want that. I want to see what that is.
Oblivious Cam, okay, is obviously someone who's not looking up at the video board and has no idea they're on. Perhaps they're picking their nose.
Right, who knows? But last night, the air guitar cam, the guy had the greatest 80s hair in the world.
Oh.
And he's just
ripping away at the big John Entwistle, maybe? Or not John, no, Townsend. Townsend, the big Townsend thing. It was fun.
The great night.
Eichel's good. We need a new stat on him.
If I may, real quick. What?
Yeah, you did this last night on Twitter, didn't you? Yeah.
Who could have predicted that? Who could have known?
I don't know. We didn't see it coming.
Who could have forecast this player being so good?
So good. There's a new stat we need called the Eichel Wow Stat. I mean, how many times this season does he make a play? And not just goals. Although the stick handling last night on his first goal was one of those plays
where
and
the shot was incredible.
And he labeled it, and he got it off so fast. I think maybe it was Ryan Ellis, whichever defenseman was coming at him after he beats the guy on the wall. Such a quick release and a hard shot and pinpoint. And it's that one of those beautiful goals where you hear it before you know it's a goal. You hear that little clang. And they start celebrating, and he just put it top shelf, and it was a thing of beauty.
Second goal was off of his hip.
Off his hip, I think. Off his body, it looked like, somewhere on his body.
It's going well.
That's fine. Hey, they count.
Yeah.
You know, and he makes a really – we've talked a lot about the maturity in his game, his overall game. You were talking about it with Ralph Kruger the other day. His two-way game, you know, his defensive performance. Okay, last night, 3-3 game, Nets open, maybe Johansson, I forget which Predator player it was. And Eichel ties him up and knocks the puck out when Ullmark is on the other side of the net. It's an easy tap-in for a goal. Easy tap-in. But Eichel standing right there, tying his man up and knocking the puck out of the blue. So he's played an overall game this season. And faceoffs. Winning faceoffs, playing two-way hockey, scoring goals, setting teammates up, leading rushes, drawing penalties, as he did last night with a nice play inside the Nashville zone, getting the Sabres a power play. He's just having a phenomenal year.
He is a franchise player.
Well,
he is a great,
so much fun to watch.
Great player. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many fans he just brings to the screen because they think, well, Sabres play tonight. Yeah, sure. Let's see if Jack extends his point streak. 15 games. And how many points in those 15 games? 30?
Or 27?
27 points in 15 games.
Yeah, 14 goals, 27 points. He's second in the league in goals.
Yeah, behind
Only
Pasternak.
Only Pasternak has more goals than Jack Eichel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a stat last night up on the TV side, too. He's second in the league in go-ahead goals, if you want to break down when his goals come, with 10 this season. And he's just, you know, now Olofsson, I mean, Olofsson the last, what, month plus
has been good.
On a tear.
Yep.
You know, his goal last night was really nice. It was pretty. It was quick.
Who didn't predict that?
I know. Yeah, right. I could have seen that. Brayton's got that one.
So it's nice to see that all coming together.
Yeah. Yeah, Olofsson, he scores on a play that Johansson almost scored on Johansson almost scored on that very same pass from Skinner. Made me wonder if that's kind of like a set thing that they try to do once in the zone. But yeah, Olofsson, great goal from him. I mean, it was a great night. Can't say enough about how it was a great night at the arena, and whether it's the music, you know, the period piece music, the goal song, the graphics, the all of it, the video montages they're doing. I did miss the on-ice tribute. I was still making my way into the arena for that. But the Sabres, you know, they've done a really good job, and it's kind of hard to ask this, but boy, if you could make theme nights more often, if you could do stuff like this more often, you might get some people back in the building. I mean, of course, winning does that too, but the crowd was kind of light last night.
Was it?
A little bit. I mean, the 300 level, you could see, was missing an awful lot of seats because you could see the odd seats, right? They're oranges. You're sitting up in the oranges.
Right.
There were a lot of empty oranges, but it was a lively crowd. It wasn't.
It sounded good.
It was great.
You know, listening to it. You know, they were
great.
Cheering when they needed to and trying to rally them when they had to.
You know, when there are legitimately big cheers for penalty kill clears that you've got a crowd that's engaged.
Yeah, the 5-on-3 was, I mean, the crowd was into it.
Yeah. Biggest cheer of the night? Devin Singletary.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think we saw that one.
Devin Singletary. They showed Devin Singletary on the Jumbotron. And the pop cheer was as loud as a goal.
Huh.
He was instantly,
that's great.
Celebrated.
Yeah,
it was really cool. He's wearing a Rasmus Dahlin jersey, not a 26 Singletary, but a 20.
Oh, okay,
wearing a Dahlin jersey, and waved to the Jumbotron, waved to the camera, and people loved it, ate it up.
Josh wears the 17 with his own name on it.
He did.
Yeah, when Singletary decided to go Dahlin, huh?
Hey,
okay, that's nice. I like that. whatever. I'm not going to pick on Josh Allen. You can do whatever you want.
No, of course not.
They give you the jersey.
They give you the jersey.
With your name on it, what are you going to do? No, put Sabotka on it.
Yeah. But I'm just going to glow about it. It was such a good night that it was one of these. After the game, someone who gets up as early as we do, I say to my wife, we're going out for another one.
Celebrate, huh?
We're going out for just going to go to the Schmroo Schmaus and see if we... And then you run into people that you haven't seen in a little while that you normally do see at Sabres games. Yeah. People remembered this back in the 10-game win streak. You'd go out and say, hey, this is fun, right? We're all seeing each other again.
You got like a natural high when the game was over.
Yeah, and then you'd see people that maybe you haven't seen in a year or 2 years or 3 years. Hey, last night was that. And I almost wanted to say or do like a public service to say, you know what? It's okay. I think it's okay. It's safe to go back in the water now.
See, now I don't feel bad that I bought tickets from you.
It's safe to go back. Not just, you know, watching them and saying they're going to make the playoffs or be good, but just it's safe to go back to that arena and those games and see a good style of hockey. They score goals.
I was just going to say, that's one of the things which, you know, maybe we don't talk about it enough. They have scored now 3 or more goals in 6 straight games. I mean, the offense is not – the power play has been more of an issue, but they score goals. They play entertaining games. Look, last night, you know, if you're a little late getting to your seat, they're already losing the hockey game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 1-0 in the first minute, and it didn't spiral after that. I mean, that had – you know, I was worried that, oh, God, here they go, and there's going to be a second goal, and the building's going to be dead. And yet it went in the other direction. Nashville started out really strong. The Sabres withstood that, and then they got things going in the first period, eventually tied the game and went up in front and protect. And anyway, but I thought it was a good sign that they gave up that early goal, but they came right back, and they took the play to Nashville after that and started getting time in the offensive zone. And, you know, Did the Larson line get a point last night? I don't know that they did. If there was ever a line that deserved a point last night, if they didn't get one, no, they didn't. But they played really well. They had one of those games where they were working hard in the offensive zone. They were getting shots. They were putting pressure on Nashville. Their shift in the offensive zone created an icing that led to, I think, the second Eichel goal, the one that Jokiharju shot from the point. I'm just looking because I wonder how many shots those guys got. Larson didn't get... Apolso had 6 shots on goal.
Wow.
Gergensen's had 4. Larson didn't have any. So they had 10 shots on goal that line. Didn't get a point. But what they create and what they do and putting pressure on the opposing team, this is what we saw from them earlier in the season.
Yeah. One thing that line does that I think should be appreciated is they don't just fish pucks back to the point so they can bomb away from distance into traffic. They work down low.
They cycle.
They cycle. They work down low. They take it to the net. And the defensemen are there to, you know, instead of being the driving shots that are prayers from the point, the defensemen are there for retrievals and basically to keep it at the blue line. But those guys go to work down low.
Yeah.
And it's nice to watch. They had multiple shifts last night, the Sabres did, and they got worked a couple too. I just thought it was a good hockey game where they have the puck for 30, 40, 50 seconds in the offensive zone.
Sure.
Long enough where you can say, wow, this is a great shift. You know, you're halfway through it. Wow, what a great shift. I hope they score here.
Well, they had that shift before, when would it have been? The second Eichel goal, second period. I didn't time it. I didn't go back to time it. But the before that goal comes off a faceoff in the offensive zone after an icing. The icing was created because the Larson line was in Nashville's end forever.
Yeah.
And they panicked and they freaked out and they iced the puck. And then Eichel's line comes out for the O-zone start. Boom, goal. I mean, that group that was on the ice was tired because they had a long shift and they were stuck in their own end because of Larson, Apolso, and Gergensen. So they don't get credit for the goal, but their play basically led to that goal.
A question from Gary in Buffalo. If Jack's second goal that deflected off his hip, does that count towards shooting percentage because he didn't shoot? Counts as a shot. Hits your hip and goes in, that's a shot.
Okay, yeah, I guess it.
That is your shot,
It's a team rebound.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's the NBA stat team rebound. I always used to wonder about.
No,
what's
but that
a
does
team rebound?
That does count as a shot.
Yeah. Well, and I'll take it for a goal for him. 22 goals. This is exciting to watch him play. And Ullmark is playing well. I mean, you know, he is clearly the number one guy.
Yeah. I thought last night Ullmark was a little bit loose.
I just mean
he was a little bit back and forth more than less controlled than he normally is. Right from the first goal. I mean, the first goal, Duchesne pulls him way out.
Yeah.
You know, he just said. I didn't think he played poorly, just a little bit more wild than he normally does.
Yeah, the second one, it was a tip, so I'm not going to worry about that one. I'm trying to recall.
Third one, there's a battle in front.
Was that Johansson?
The third one, it was the log line that they had it in their own end, and lost a battle on the wall, came out in front. Was a deflection.
Okay. And the first one
I'm sorry.
No, that was Johansson's.
No, that was
the second one.
The third one was a kind of a spinning, slid between one five hole.
The puck hits Johansson, he comes down, he controls it, puts it in the open net. Yeah. Allmark's out of position on that one. And the first one was, you know, turnover. You know, Jokke Haru turns it over in the neutral zone, and then Scandella tries to clear it out of their own end, and it's knocked down by a Nashville player, and it's a 2-on-1.
And then Zach Bogosian wants to be traded. End it all in.
Is it done yet?
Today? I know, right? I just want to keep saying that.
They're not, right? If the guy wants to be traded, what are they going to do? Say, no, we need you?
Well, clearly
they got eight defensemen.
The fact that it went public, I mean, that says something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, that's it. What do we do now? Now we wait for the Bills to beat the Steelers and...
We can go home early.
I mean,
if you want.
I just want to run this segment 12 times. Great night, great night. Great to be there. And
you saw, well, I wouldn't say it was history, but you saw a rare occurrence, by the way. A home win over Nashville.
Yeah.
Do you know they had not beaten Nashville at home since 2008?
Wow.
So February of 2008 was the last time on home ice they beat the Predators.
Do you remember anything about that game, by the way?
Steve Bernier?
Yes.
No, was that really the Bernier game?
That was the Bernier game.
I almost said no, you know what. No kidding.
Yep.
Really, that's funny. Okay, that's...
Bernier was acquired.
Else. But what is? I thought that was right before the trade.
He was acquired from the Sharks, right?
Yes. In the Campbell trade.
It was that month that he was traded for. Okay, and then that was the first game and he had two goals?
Yep, and that was it. He only scored two goals in his Sabres career.
The Bernier night in his career. We don't say the Bernier career as a Sabre. We say the Bernier game as
Bernier
a Sabre.
Game. Big Bear Bernier. There's one other thing about last night that I was thinking about. With sports betting opening up today at 11 a.m., right? The Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino is opening up sports betting today. I was, you know, we did the old walk through the concourse, ran into my buddy Rich, who we see at Bills games all the time. We start talking about sports betting.
Yep.
I said, 1 year from now, I bet we're in this same arena and we can bet on this game.
Like a kiosk or
sure,
something.
Sure, I bet we can bet on this game. You can go to Seneca Buffalo Creek and do it now on site. But, you know, walk in and instead of putting 10 bucks into 50-50, you put 10 bucks on, will Jack Eichel score a goal? Yes, no. What will the final score be? Will anyone score in the third period? Will yada, yada. You'll put 10 bucks towards that and try to win some money that way.
Couldn't you get, I mean, I would think it's got to be limitless. When you get to the point where the stuff is available, mobile, like on a phone via an app, like, could it be like Scandella puts the puck in the stands, immediately you can bet on whether Nashville will score on the 5-on-3?
Yeah.
Like, it could be anything, right? Mm-hmm. Anything that comes up in the game, you know? Yeah, like at the end of the game. If Nashville pulls the goalie, will the Sabres hold on? Will they get an empty net goal?
Yep.
There's so many things you could bet on during the course of any sporting event.
Yep. Add that in. You know, soon enough, that'll be a part
of it.
It
seems like there's such a revenue stream to be made for the state that at some point they'll hammer something out where it is available in venues, in arenas and stadiums, what have you.
Yeah. I've got so many things. I'm thinking about writing an article for the website today that's just 10 nice things I want to say about the Sabres. Because, you know, sometimes I get mad at them and I'm upset about how things are going. And right now, just everything's going great.
Yeah.
You know, Dahlin came back and I thought he was okay. Thought it was a little rusty, but I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Good to see him back.
Yeah, that'll make a big difference, obviously, as he stays in the lineup.
As they have to replace Bogosian.
And I like, well, and they went with 7D again last night, but you could still trade Bogosian and still play 7D if you want. I liked how they battled last night. You know, like I said, they fall down 1-0 and they come back and I'm trying to think how they were down 2-1 or 3-2. They were down again, I think. Or maybe they had a lead. They gave up a goal quickly to Nashville. I just liked the way they played. I know they were getting outshot early in the third, but honestly, I didn't think Ullmark had to make like crazy stand on your head saves. I thought they played a pretty good game with the lead in the third and then eventually scored the goal. And right after that, there really wasn't a big sweated out, you know, 10 minutes. I thought they did a really solid job in front of him. That's a nice win. Nashville's been playing well lately.
It's two nice wins.
You beat St. Louis. You beat Nashville. You had a really tough schedule coming up. So these were really important wins to build off of. I mean, if you look at it, I honestly think you can go back to the loss in Boston on that started off the Florida trip.
When they played
well. For the most part, they've played well now going back to that game.
Yeah, I remember. I remember them playing well that game and having them lose.
Yep.
And that was still...
It was one of their best games of the year.
And it was still really close to their collapse there when they were losing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel right to necessarily try to take a moral victory, but it was in one way. It was just, Well, they didn't play bad, all right? Like, let's give them at least that. They didn't play poorly in this game. And, yeah, since then.
They went out, took the game to the Bruins, and the Bruins fans, I think there was a smattering of boos in the arena that night. I just thought, since then, if you throw in, you know, and then you had the Florida trip, you got the Western Canada trip. I think they have points now in 9 of their last 11 games. And in light of where they were in November and how bad they look, this is a really solid turnaround for them.
There's one problem with Bogosian being traded.
What's that?
Jack says he's his best friend.
Well, you know, it's a business.
And no, it is a business. And I'm sure that he would wish his best friend well. And this is Bogosian requesting a trade now right. Makes it easier than if the Sabres had just traded him. John Vogel has a piece, and he quotes Jack Eichel as saying, "Zach's been my best friend since I met him.
Yeah.
You never want to imagine your best friend leaving you." I've kind of thought that was a thing that kept Bogosian here for a long time. You want to keep Jack happy. And if Jack needs his best friend to play this well, then Zach Bogosian, sit right down. You're not going anywhere.
But here's the problem.
I mean, but like, whenever,
he's not coming back. He's in the final year of his contract. He's not getting re-signed.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when he wants to play and maybe he's not in the cards for them, you know, it's whenever we've talked about Bogosian and I've said I feel like they think he's important for the room, it's because of that. Because I've always gotten the impression that he and Jack are close.
Yeah.
And the way that Bogosian talks about the team, the city, he's part of their leadership council, probably, as you'd say. Sure. So, you know, good luck, Jason Bottrell. It's a delicate walk here to make sure everybody comes out of this feeling good.
Yeah, but again, you know, and look, I mean, Jack would understand, A, it is a business, and if the guy's not going to be back and you can get a body for him right now that, you know, let's say it's Galchenyuk, whatever. Let's say there's a forward out there, a rental somewhere, and this team will go one for one, we'll take Bogosian, you take this guy, and you make your team better. You have 8 defensemen. There's just no need to keep having all of these extra defensemen here. You should turn that into something that can help your team down the road. So, and now that he wants the trade, okay, right? The name's out there where the Sabres supposedly have been looking around for a forward for what? Over a month now? And Scandella's name was mentioned and Miller's name was mentioned. Well, now that Bogosian says, I'd like to be traded, pick up the phone and call every GM and see who takes him.
Yeah.
And take your best offer. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Your thoughts on the Sabres win last night. And, of course, we'll talk about the Bills and the Steelers because it is a football Friday. So we'll get into that, too, on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sure. I mean, I think he's probably the best player in the world right now. So I'm just trying to keep up.
Do
Victor Olofsson talking about trying to keep up with Jack Eichel and his production. It is a win for the Sabres. They win it 4-3, beating Nashville. That's two straight wins over Western Conference foes that are pretty good teams. Buffalo in the standings, second place in the Atlantic, and beating Nashville. The Predators, where are the Predators in the standings? Okay, they're fifth in the wild card in the West. They're not having that great of a start. But the Blues were good, and they beat the Blues. And Edmonton, at the time, I think, was leading the division. So three straight wins. Jack Eichel, a pair of goals, extends his point streak to 15 straight games. Next up, the Islanders. If there's an unstoppable force against an immovable object, here comes Jack Eichel's point streak against the Islanders, who last time they played was a 1-0 final on a goofy goal early, right? They scored, not the first minute, but early on. Anyway, Darren Dreger is reporting that Zach Bogosian has requested a trade. He was a healthy scratch last night. Tampa beat Boston 3-2. The Islanders, who come in on Saturday, they lost to Florida by a score of 3-1. Oh, I'm sorry, they're at the Islanders tomorrow. Getting ready for the Bills and Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Juju Smith-Schuster left practice early. He was limited. He's trying to, of course, come back from a knee injury. Ty Nsekhe did not practice. Frank Gore missed practice with an illness and limited Jordan Phillips and Corey Leggett. Former Saints linebacker Vaughn Johnson has passed away. He was 57 years old. David Stern hospitalized, former NBA commissioner, with a brain hemorrhage. And sports betting at the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino opens today at 11 a.m. Saw somebody gets to place the first bet. Maybe
who gets to place it? Is it like a celebrity person or
no,
just an average
it might
person
be the,
selected? Or
I gotta figure this out. I've seen it. I'm not sure if it's
the highest of high rollers. Brayton clearly would be that person. Headlines brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for the cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. Backed by more than 70 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Okay, I'm looking at the there's a first bet ceremony. And someone, I'm going to look it up. What's the bet?
Got to bet on the Bills game. Don't you have to bet on a Buffalo event if it's the first bet ceremony? Feel like you should bet on the Bills Steelers game.
Yeah, I was asked what
take
I would bet.
Take the under.
I bet the.
I will bet. I would bet the under. There's my first.
But
bet.
Would you bet the Bills or the Steelers?
Was it 2.5? What is the spread now? Is it 2?
Last I saw, it was 2.5.
Two
yeah,
and a
Bills
half?
Getting 2.5.
I would take the points.
The first bet will be placed by President Ricky Armstrong Sr., president of the Seneca Nation.
Okay,
he gets the first bet. So. What would you bet? I was on with Andrew Filippone yesterday in Pittsburgh, 92.3 The Fan, and he asked me, where's your money? You betting on the Bills or the Steelers? And I said the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, you're nervous about this game.
I am nervous about this game, and after feeling so wonderful about the Sabres win, I'll feel wonderful about the Bills win if they get it, but I am concerned. To me, it comes across just like the Tennessee game, and I asked Andrew when I was on with him, how good is your kicker? Is Pittsburgh's kicker good, right? Chris Boswell?
He's good, right?
He said, excellent.
Yeah.
Their kicker's excellent.
Yeah.
So if it's the Tennessee game with a good kicker,
yeah, that's not good.
I might have a problem.
Well, look, I think when you break this game down, by the way, good morning. It's Friday. The Sabres won. You can share your thoughts on a win last night and another wonderful performance by Jack Eichel. We spent the whole first segment talking about that, 803-0550. And, of course, you can give us your Bills Steelers prediction. If the Bills win, what are you going to be? Well, I know they clinched the playoff spot. If they lose, are you going to be freaking out? And are you going? You can let us know if you're going. So anyway, phone lines are always open. Bills Steelers, Sabres. If there's something else you want to get to, that's fine too. 803-0550 or 888-552-550. Okay. When you break this game down, I am just totally focused on, okay, Josh, they're going to blitz. How are you going to do? Because you look at some of their numbers. You look at what's happened in Pittsburgh since Roethlisberger went down. And all the stories in Pittsburgh are now that Mike Tomlin has gone like old school football. Run the ball.
Play defense.
Play conservative on offense. Smash mouth football on offense and dominant defense. And it's winning. I mean, it's a winning formula. They've won 7 of 8. They're not scoring a lot of points. They're not giving up many points either. So I just think, you know, you look at some of their numbers, they lead in sacks, they lead in takeaways, they're second in interceptions. Their numbers are really, they've got, you know, some incredible individual performances going on, guys like Hayward and Watt and Dupree. Don't look at it, but look at their sacks, their tackles for loss, their quarterback hurries. These guys are just disrupting opposing offenses. And all of this comes 1 week after Josh and the passing game were bad against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I don't know if the Steelers are blitzing 67% of Josh Allen's dropback Sunday night, but they are one of the more aggressive teams in the league when it comes to blitzing and getting to quarterbacks. So that's everything. I mean, we can talk about other things. Look, Singletary has emerged as a really good threat, and he's running the ball very well. And we can talk about, you know, the Bills' defense against their offense. There's really no stud guy you have to worry about. There's no Lamar Jackson, certainly a quarterback, but even the running backs have been by committee with Connor being out. The receivers are kind of grouped together. There's no one clear guy. Everything in this game will always come back to, they're going to come after you. Brian Daboll, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Can you work on screens this week? Are you going to run more slants? You know, if they're going to, and if they're successful limiting, assuming they put Joe Hayden on John Brown, how do you counter that? Can you get something going in your passing game? And how does Josh handle what the Steelers will probably send at him? Everything in my mind goes back to that.
They also, I mean, you might want to not spend too much time on screens because the Steelers might get there without the blitz.
Yeah, yes, they could.
That's one of the ways, you know, that they can do it. Yeah, I'm anxious to see them against the top defense. It could be the Titans game. I could also say it could be the Broncos game. The Broncos had a good defense and questions on offense. And what the Bills do? They just handled business.
Yep. And they, but these guys have multiple, like I said, it isn't just, hey, Von Miller, no offense to the rest of the Broncos defense, but these guys have three legitimate players in the front seven that can wreck you. And their work, the Bills' work is cut out for them. And it's not just, it's a lot of the offensive line, sure, but I don't know. I mean, Lee Smith has almost disappeared from the offense. Did they put him out there because they need more pass protection help? How much do you help with running backs or fullbacks? To me, it is. Hey, Josh, you're going to have to make plays under pressure. And I don't mean necessarily sacks, just hurries, pressure. You're going to have hits. Guys in your face, hits, right?
Yeah, the Steelers
are
number
two. You're going to have to be calm back there and make some plays against that defense and burn them. And look, if last week there were plays over the top, hit a couple.
Got to hit one.
You know, I mean, guys are getting open deep. If they're going to gamble and leave you some plays where you can, they don't give up big plays on their defense, kind of like the Bills. If those plays are there, hit a couple. You really need to loosen them up a little bit on Sunday. I mean, I think it'll be, you and I talked about this week, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. It looks like both offenses will struggle against really good defensive teams. So if that's the case, knock on wood, Hauschka looks like he did last week against Baltimore. If it's a close game and it comes down to special teams, hopefully Hauschka's okay. Right? People always talk about how that sometimes is a tough stadium to kick in. So I'm going to need Josh to make some plays in the passing game. And hang on to the football. They're really good at strip sacks and, you know, forcing fumbles on quarterbacks and taking the ball away. So you got to be able to hang on to the football, and the Bills have been really good at that lately.
Low-scoring Sunday night defensive battle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to see what Hodges does, you know, like what kind of passing game they have and what he's going to do.
It's almost like the Bills have replaced the Ravens here, and the Ravens have become a different team because every Sunday night, low-scoring grudge match, slugfest in Pittsburgh for the last 10 years has been Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Bills have jumped to that level now where they earn the Sunday night game that is for a playoff spot, and it's a physical defense against a physical defense, and it's a, you know, an offense that isn't perfect. Like that's been the Ravens forever.
Yeah.
Until Lamar showed up. So it's fun. I'm just waiting all day for Sunday night. I'm waiting all today and tomorrow and then Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice too, you know. I mean, that was part of the fun of the Thanksgiving game, was seeing the Bills on the national stage look so good. And just crush Dallas. And to hear, like, you know, hear the network guys going, hey, you know, the Bills are good, by the way. You know, and you'd love to hear, like, Michaels and Collinsworth. I mean, I'm sure they'll say nice things about the Bills and nice things about the Steelers. But you'd like to see a solid performance, you know, with the whole nation watching in a big game, be able to clinch the playoff spot with two games to go. But also to, you know, in terms of the whole discussion about respect and whether the, you know, we've been doing this for a month now. Hey, when will the Bills get respect? But look who they've beaten. okay, if you know, you go into Pittsburgh, play a team that's won 7 of 8, beat them on their turf, they're in a playoff spot. You know, they have a chance to actually pass you and get into the 5 seed if they win this game. It'd be nice to see them perform well on the national stage and get a little bit more just due. They began to get it after Dallas. In defeat against Baltimore, I think a lot of people were talking about the Bills. For sure, their defense. So if they could win Sunday night, it'd be nice to get a little bit more respect and have people notice the Bills a little bit more. And then, you know, at least from a playoff standpoint, you don't have to sweat out the last 2 games. The division would still be in play against New England, which would be great, but you don't have to worry about, you know, sweating through that game and maybe the Jets game if they don't beat the Steelers.
I wonder how nervous or invested anyone will be about that Patriot game. Because
if they, you're talking about if they clinch the spot.
Yeah, let's say they're in the playoffs, and then it comes down to, well, if you beat New England, then they have to beat Miami in order to clinch the division. You'd make New England wait until week 17
sure,
to clinch.
Right. They can't lose to the Dolphins. That game means something to them.
So that's a small victory if you could beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say even though the game might not mean anything in terms of getting you the division or a home playoff game, slaying that dragon right before the playoffs would be pretty impressive. And it would it would mean, I think it would symbolize or whatever, it would represent that this team is absolutely not the same as it used to be. It's going to the playoffs. It won a game in New England. And, you know, we'd be saying, bring on next year the moment the season ends.
It would further the discussion, too, about New England and whether this is the end for them. And, by the way, even if you don't beat them for the division, maybe you're knocking them out of a 2 seed.
Yeah,
you give them another loss, maybe they fall out of a 2, they don't get the first round bye, and they got to play in the wild card weekend, you know, 6-3. And then Pittsburgh can go to New England and beat the Patriots. So there you go. Yeah, no, I would just as soon, you know, win Sunday, clinch this thing, don't have to sweat it out, and then you can still have something to play for against New England in terms of the division. And if you beat New England, the Jets game means something now to the Bills because you're watching the out-of-town scoreboard and hoping somehow, some way, Brian Flores and Ryan Fitzpatrick, that'd be kind of cool. Fitz comes here with the Jets, loses, doesn't get a playoff spot. Fitz goes to New England, beats them, and gives the Bills the division. That'd be kind of neat. And then you beat the Jets in the process. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, official casino of the Buffalo Bills, and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. You can join us, 803-0550. How confident are you, or how nervous are you about Sunday's game? You can let us know and give us your thoughts on that matchup. Sabres have now won 3 straight. Nice win last night over Nashville. If you want to talk a little hockey this morning about the Sabres, that would be delightful, too. On the show, Sal will be joining us at 7 o'clock, John Murphy at 8:30, and Bills head coach Sean McDermott around 9:15. So here's the deal for Sunday. The Bills are playing the Sunday night game. You already know that. Our coverage will begin at 3 o'clock with game day, then countdown to kickoff at 5, and the kickoff just after 8:20. There will be a postgame show with Shope and the Bulldog. They will be taking your calls Sunday night as soon as the game is over, 11:30-ish. There will also be an overtime show with Nate Geary and Joe DiBiase at 1:30 in the morning. If the Bills win and clinch a playoff spot, it's Sports Thunder. At 3 a.m., it'll be Lou DiBiase and Derek Kramer talking Bills football with you until 6 when we come in and kick off Buffalo Bills football Monday.
I saw Derek.
I guess technically would have started before.
Yeah, I saw Derek last night, and he said he's traveling back from somewhere to begin with, so he's already going to be tired and then do a 3-6 shift.
Oh,
so,
lots
I mean,
of coffee.
Well, yeah, who knows what could happen. It might be worth getting up early and listening to.
Good thing we got delay. So that's the plan, 803-0550. Phone lines are open. Let's go, Bills fans. Let's talk about the Steelers matchup this morning on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I smelled it the second that game was over. You could, are people saying that that was a good day for the Bills? That, well, gee, Lamar didn't run all over us and only a couple of our players got immortalized in gift form, so maybe we survived it and maybe the Bills are... No, that was a bad day. You lost at home to a team that really matters, and we've talked this all year. Big boy games, adults table games. I don't want to hear that they held tough against Baltimore. I don't want to hear that they held tough against the 85 Bears, the 91 Bills, whoever it is. They should win that game, and if they don't, it should be a big setback because, again, it's a question of goals. It's not the goal to get to the playoffs. The goal is to win playoff games, and they lost to a playoff team this year, so I'm not having it.
It's Kyle Brandt. I have a hard time believing anybody actually believes that.
You can't. It's crazy.
It's a big setback. I don't believe it.
Your playoff scenario actually got better this week. You know, yeah, I just have to win a game. So the Niners had a big setback when they lost in Baltimore by 3. New England, which got trashed by the Ravens earlier this season, were not good enough to be at the big boy table. Who else lost to Baltimore? Houston, who is in a playoff spot right now. Can't be at the big boy table. They lost 41-7 to the Ravens. I mean, that's just crazy. It's preposterous. I mean, just, you know, he's trolling Bills fans, and I'm not going to take that.
I mean, I like Kyle a lot.
But it's not a crushing setback.
No, not at all. It's almost.
If they go out and beat Pittsburgh, okay. Okay. I mean, honestly, I just, the whole week-to-week thing, like putting so much into one game, like, even if they lose to Pittsburgh, is that going to be a crushing setback?
No.
No, they still have 2 chances to win 1 game this season and make the playoffs, and then let's see what you do in the postseason. It's just ridiculous.
It's the sequel to I don't care what the wins look like. Yes, you do. I don't care what the losses look like. Yes, you do. Losing to the Ravens the way the Jets did is different than losing the way the Bills did.
Right.
If the two teams are going to meet again in the playoffs, guess what people are going to say? Well, you know, the Bills played them really tough.
Right.
They could have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bills gave up 42 and Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdown passes, that would be a crushing setback.
You'd be saying, boy, I hope you don't meet Baltimore in the playoffs because you have no chance.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be worried. I'd be sitting here going, okay, I thought the defense was really good. What the heck is wrong with this team? They're just, now that Dallas win doesn't really feel good at all. Look what happened again. It's just nuts. It's a crazy narrative.
If you don't care how it happened, why are you watching?
Yeah.
Right? I said that a lot when we were talking about, I don't care what the wins look like. Of course you do. Do you want to know if the defense is good? Is the offense good? Which players are good? Is the coach making good decisions? You know, all those things go into it.
Yeah, I mean, you could point out, if he wants to point out the Bills' offense isn't ready for the big boy table yet, okay, I'll have that discussion. I mean,
right. And
but
again,
the defense, what they did to Baltimore, teams don't do to Baltimore.
Right, and part of what is in there, a texter says he was just saying Bills fans, he wants them to have higher expectations. They will, soon. Not yet. I don't think you should expect them to beat the best team in the NFL. Just because they're Bills.
I think there are plenty of Bills fans who, if not, are expecting either a win this Sunday or thinking they're going to go into New England and beat that team. You know, it isn't the New England game, this game or the New England game aren't good enough to say, well, just hang in there with the Steelers. I mean, that's, you know, they're 8-5. They're playing really good football. Just hang in there in New England. No, I get, that's Baltimore. Baltimore is like, has been blowing the best teams out in the National Football League. So that game itself is its own little game. I mean, there's no other opponent, I think, that if the Bills played like that against most any other team in the league, okay, I might agree with Kyle Brandt. But that was the team that has just been dominating its opponents this year. And the quarterback is having an MVP season, and they kept him in check. So anyway, whatever. We digressed to a week earlier. It is Football Friday. 803-0550 to join us. Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills, and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. Sal is coming up in a moment. We will get you ready for the Bills and the Steelers, break down the matchup, construct the game plan, figure out how the Bills can win in Pittsburgh Sunday night. 803-0550 to join us. Are you concerned about this game? Maybe you're really confident. Confident, nervous, whatever you are, you can tell us your feelings about the game Sunday night. You want to share a thought or two on the big Sabres win last night? That is wonderful, too. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!